It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. June Jewett has been writing the column Musings from the Hill for the Baldwin City Signal since 1986. The hill is the one she lives on in the house that she and her late husband, Gail, built. June Jewett joins us by phone from that house. And June, thanks so much for taking some time to be with us today. We sure appreciate it.
Thanks. Okay.
Well, after 28 years of writing columns, June, you've just turned 95 yesterday, so happy birthday. Do you have any thoughts of
retirement? You're making me a year older. I turned 94.
94. Well, excuse me, June.
That's okay.
Any thoughts of retiring from the writing business yet?
No, I have no intention like that, unless I kick the bucket.
Why aren't you going to give it up and enjoy retirement?
Well, I like to write. I have always liked to write.
Well, I hate to bring this up, June, but I understand from a story that my buddy Don Bradley from The Star wrote about you a few weeks ago that you actually missed a deadline for your column not long ago. It was the first time in 28 years. What happened?
Well, I was snowed in for 5 days, and the county refuses to plow my road. I've been snowed in for a week now, but I called my handyman, and he walked up the hill and took my columns into Baker University, who very kindly, as a public service, emailed them into the newspaper
in Baldwin City.
It's printed now in Lawrence.
Well, you mean you can't email them from your own house?
No, because, well, I guess maybe this sounds cheap, but I support a handicapped daughter who is also deaf in Texas, and they thought I was, when I fell, and incidentally I was snowed in then, and I had to call my handyman to come and pick me up and put me on the couch. And he walked up the hill, put me on the couch. He says, well, what am I going to do now? He said, I think your hip's broken. I said, yes, I think it is, but I'm not going anywhere. Just stop by in the morning. So he did. And seven guys got me out of here in an ambulance. But this time he walked up the other day very kindly and restored my food, and I couldn't live here if I didn't live in a town like Baldwin City. People will walk up the hill with what I call ice sticks, those things that have a long point on the end you dig up weeds with. So I keep ice sticks around to walk. But regarding your recent program you had about gay rights.
Yes. Well, let me ask you this, though, June. Before you go there, you write about history, the Great Depression. You write about wildlife. You write about living on the hill there for the Baldwin City Signal. Which topic do you enjoy writing most about?
I do believe history and nature.
Because?
Well, because I'm so attuned to nature and always have been, and we've always tried. Even when we lived in New Jersey, we were fortunate enough to live on a we didn't own it. It was a water supply for the city of New Brunswick. We lived on a five-mile lake, and the kids could play in the woods. And I grew up in a small town in South Jersey where there were woods I used to wander at will, and I just cannot live without that touch of nature.
Well, how come you still live on that hill, given it's tough for you to get up and down it, particularly in the wintertime? Why do you still live out there, June?
Because I love I don't like people elbowing me, that's one thing. And the other thing, I have a lovely view, and I live right in the middle of the woods. In fact, I went 60 feet up in a tree bucket one time with a guy who was cutting a tree down, a huge old oak. And as far as my eye could see, I could see the Baldwin Forest. They are the last remnant in Kansas. I do believe this is correct because I got this from the Kansas State Forestry. I guess it's an institute or whatever.
Yeah.
And they said that this is just unusual, the last remnant of the eastern hickory oak forest, and it's beautiful.
Well, Jude,
and
I hope...
the people in Baldwin are wonderful. The college helps me so much.
Oh, they that's great.
Add to the community. My friends will walk the hill to get this darn column in because I already pay for my daughter in Texas for internet, signing TV,
yeah,
cable, and all that. So I go buy bunny ears hanging from the ceiling. No bill.
Well, June, I've got to cut you off because we got a scoop, but I hope you'll come back and visit with us again sometime, okay?